Brought to you by Penguin.
Archangel by James Brabazon. Read by Jason O'Mara. Prologue. Appointment and Archangel. Sunday, 27th of January, 1991. "So tell me," she said. "How does it start?" "Where all stories do," I said. "At the beginning." "And where's that?" "In Moscow. A long time ago. There was a merchant there, you see, very rich and very powerful. And one morning, this merchant, he sent his servant to the market to buy food. In a little while, the servant came back empty-handed. The master was about to punish him, but he saw that the man was terrified. He was white and trembling and could hardly talk. So once he'd calmed his nerves, with vodka? Of course, it's Russia, always with vodka. So once he'd calmed his nerves, the merchant asked him what was wrong. And he said, 'Master, just now when I was in the marketplace, I was jostled by a woman in the crowd. I turned around to look at her, and when I did, I saw it was Death who jostled me.' 'What did she say, Max?'
'Nothing. She just looked at him and raised her old bony finger like this.' I unfolded my right index finger and beckoned her with it. She shuddered and pulled herself closer to me. 'The servant was scared out of his wits, of course,' I continued, 'and asked the merchant to lend him his horse so he could ride away from the city and avoid his fate.' 'I'll ride all day and all night and go to your house and Archangel,' he said. 'Death will not find me there.'
So what happened?
Well, the merchant lent him his horse, and the servant climbed up into the saddle.
What kind of horse was it? You have to tell me all the details. Was it a stallion or a gelding?
No, it was a mare. A pale mare, sleek and beautiful and fast as an arrow.
Could it have jumped the old fence at O'Byrne's farm?
I smiled and wrapped her fingers in mine. Oh yes, and then some. She'd have taken the Ockram River at Woodenbridge with a single stride.
That's some horse he has there, Max McElhane.
Do you want to hear the story, or what do you want?
Well, I would if you'd ever get on with it, she laughed.
So, I said, the servant got up on her and dug his spurs in the mare's flanks, and they lit off at a gallop, as fast as they could. The merchant watched them go, and he was well pleased because he liked the servant and wanted him to be safe. But now he had no food in the house, so he went to the marketplace himself, and sure enough, he saw Death standing in the crowd. He went over to her, bold as you like, and said, 'Why do you threaten my servant this morning?' But Death said to the merchant, 'I didn't threaten him. He startled me. You see, I was surprised to see him here in Moscow.'
'And why is that?' asked the merchant.
"Because," Death replied, "I have an appointment with him tonight in Archangel."
One. Monday, 8th of January, 2018. It was an easy kill. He was trapped, hemmed in by the Atlantic in the wild country of Donegal. No road, no telephone, nowhere to run. On the seventh night, I pulled the plug on the skiff tied up on the beach by his cottage. I settled into a gully 150 meters from the front door and waited. A black shadow dripping rainwater in a muddy ditch. The moon was hidden by banks of cloud that rolled in across the ocean from Iceland. Thick, fast squalls cut visibility and drowned out everything except the waves ripping up the bay. The tide had turned. Conditions were perfect. He was alone. He went nowhere, did nothing, saw no one. He was scared, or stupid, or both. I didn't know who he was, or what he'd done, but at 75 he'd either forgotten how to run, or didn't think he had to anymore. Maybe he just wasn't thinking at all. Desperate men live only in the present. That much I did know. For 10 months I'd anticipated nothing beyond sunset. Since I was 16 I'd seen no further than the end of a barrel. The future was another country, explored one day at a time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?